You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Tuesday. Good morning and welcome. Coming up on Saturday, October 21st, is the Macon County Heart Walk. It's actually the Heart and Stroke Walk. Karen Gedros joins us here this morning from the American Heart Association. Has stroke been a part of it for a while?
It has always been a part of it, but we always shorten it.
Well, everybody just knows the Heart Walk when you say that. Yeah. All right, so first and foremost, when is the deadline? You know, how many? We still got a couple of weeks. There's still plenty of time for people to get involved.
Yes, definitely. If you don't want to register online, just turn up for the day. We're looking for a great family event, so bring your whole family down. And it's a Halloween-themed walk, so we're asking...
People come out in costume?
Come out in costume.
Well, that's a good idea.
And we have healthy trick-or-treat stations for the kids. So, and a couple of fun activities. We have a giant Twister this year.
Okay, and what time does it all start? So if people want to register that day, what time do they need to be there?
Activities start at 8 a.m., and the walk will kick off around 9:15.
9:15, yes. So people can get out there and register that day and be a part of it.
Yes.
And then how do you raise money for this? People get pledges? How does that work?
Yes, people can form teams and register online at MaconCountyHeartWalk.org, and... ask their family and friends to make a pledge, and it is our signature fundraising event.
All right. And so then what does it cost to enter the event?
It is absolutely free, but if you raise, this year I'm lowering it, so if you raise $50 or more, you will get a souvenir T-shirt.
We got the copy of the T-shirt right here, Lindsay. These are pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
So, and you'll get that the day of the race?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. Very cool. Well, if folks want, I know you guys have a Facebook page, right?
Yes. And so, and right now we're doing a heart walk challenge. We're trying to get people moving and doing 150 minutes of activity a week. And if you go to Facebook, we have a Macon County Heart Walk Facebook page. You can go on and say that you're accepting the challenge, and you can find out details about the event.
Okay, we'll make sure we share that out on Now Decatur's Facebook page this morning here, where people can say they're in. And then also, you know, you're right. We're getting into a point now where, in my opinion, heart disease impacts everybody, and sometimes it's hereditary, and you can do all the right things, and there's nothing you can do. But often is the case, you can impact your heart health by being active and doing the things. One of the reasons we have our WSOY MCA challenge is to encourage people to get out there. And now with Fitbits and all these, you've never had more of an opportunity to sort of monitor how you're doing and how many steps you get in every day and how active you are. Yep. Yet there's still a lot of people out there that we seem to sort of be in the physical fitness world a have and have not country. I mean, absolutely. There are some people over here that are just fitness crazy, and there's a lot of people over here who aren't getting off the couch, and particularly kids. We used to go outside and play, and the street lights would come on. We'd go home at night, and now kids are stuck on these video games. It's hard to get them out of a chair.
Yes. We recommend 150 minutes a week of activity, not just walking or exercising, but doing any
physical
kind of
activity.
Physical activity. And less than 20% of Americans get that required amount of activity.
That's a startling number. Yes. I mean, I believe every bit of it because I see it. You can go into the schools, you can see it. And that's led to diabetes and all kinds of other health issues, which long-term is going to have an impact over your heart as well. And then we see something in the news like Tom Petty dying, of cardiac arrest on Sunday night, which is just a tragic story. But, it brings it home. I mean, these are real dangers. And heart disease is still the big one out there. That impacts men and women equally, right? I mean, I know there are more men that do it, but I mean, there are large numbers of women that have heart attacks as well.
Yes.
All right. Yes. So diet, exercise, activity.
Yep. Knowing your numbers.
Yeah.
Knowing your cholesterol level, knowing your sugar levels, knowing your BMI.
All
just
of that's part
risk
of it.
Factors.
All right. Well, listen, we can't wait to see you on the 21st. It's always a big event out at Fairview Park. And 8:58-ish, the walk and everything will start at 9:15.
Yes, and there's two distances, a mile or a 5K, so a 3 mile.
Do either one. And you always have some great survivors that are out there and very inspirational. And bring your costume, Lindsay. You can, dress up on that Saturday.
Then.
Come out and visit the trick-or-treat stations. All right, so the Facebook page is called Macon County Heart Walk.
Yes, okay. If you Google,
just search it on Facebook, you can find it there. Fantastic stuff, Karen. We really appreciate it. Kayla's going to be with us. I promise that Kayla's had a conference call that kept her out last minute from Land of Lincoln, but they got a great big team participating.
They do, yes.
All right, good idea for companies out there to get involved.
Yes.
All right, Karen, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. When we get back, Eric Hector's going to tell you about the Art of Fear. That's coming up this weekend out of Heroic Age. That's a really cool event if you like Halloween. When I was growing up, Halloween was my favorite holiday. Still is in some ways. You won't participate at all.
I'm going to this year.
All right. We'll take a break for the news. Back with more right after this.